What's up, everybody? How's it going out there?
Hey, people.
It's the Seth and Colby Show. I'm Seth. He's Colby. We do two shows a week, but maybe not for long.
What? Do we have 20? Do we have 20 average?
No, it's 12.
No, it's 12?
It's
then we're
12
not
average that you require.
No, I specifically remember saying
Chad, I want you guys to know this, okay? I was going to say this for the end, but I want you to know that I am the listener's friend. Okay, or the watcher's friend, I guess. I have to update my 1920s radio lingo. All right, I want you guys to know this. Okay, if I go to my channel summary on Twitch, first of all, notice the $35 we've made in the last 30 days. Y'all need to step it up. That is atrocious. Okay, second of all, notice how it already says 12. You see that right there, man?
I remember 20.
You see that? It already says 12.
There's also a 404 and 4 and 12 and 35 there, too. But, I mean, those don't mean anything.
12. So you notice this red arrow 20. Here and here and here and here? You notice there's a lot of red arrows on there, all right? But here's the deal, chat, okay? I still need you. Don't hang up the mission accomplished banner on the battleship yet. Because if I go here... To our recent stream summary, okay? We are at 11.49 out of 75. And Colby will fight tooth and nail for those 0.51 viewers.
Well, I don't have to fight for shit because I said 20.
No, it's definitely 12.
No,
here,
I
now
remember
you see
20,
it.
Though.
11.49, okay?
I specifically remember 20.
So, watch hard tonight, okay? We're going to need your views. We're going to do an hour of stupid radio, and then Colby's going to play I Am Bread.
You're the worst. You make me play this shit and expect me to do another fucking show?
Hey, think of it this way. You'll be back to doing two shows a week. You don't have to play games.
Huh?
We're adding a third show. Two of them, you don't have to play games.
I'll just take away the game. I'll leave after this hour. Also,
yeah.
If I'm forced to do a third show,
yes,
it's going to be 5 minutes long.
It would not be worth it for you to come here for 5 minutes.
Can't take my gym day away from me anymore.
One gym day? Shrink.
I only go 4 times a week.
Chris is very upset that we had a third show as well, just for the record.
Oh, yeah.
It's me and the listeners just fighting tooth and nail for this third show. Because Chris is like, really? Tuesday, the one day we have Aaron out of the week, that's when you're going to do it? And I'm like, I can't do it Monday. It's the day after Sunday. Can't do it Wednesday. It's the day before Thursday. Can't do it Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
Yeah.
Tuesday is literally the only day we can do it. Where it's spaced out even. Honestly, we could do a Saturday. That's fine. We could do a Saturday, Sunday. We could do that.
Nah.
Just move Colby Plays Games to Saturday. That's our third show. It's too late.
Go.
I've already recorded the intro, and it says three shows a week in the new intro, so I'm really counting on the listeners to come through tonight.
I'm just going to pop my voice in since I'm editing and just re-edit it to say two shows. We didn't have the time to pay Charles anymore.
In the middle of a sentence, he phoned out.
Yeah, I will just stop.
Need an earlier stream? I think Colby would like a later one.
No.
No?
No.
You want to do an early one?
No.
You don't want to do any one?
I don't want to do a third one, no.
Tuesday at 7.
God, shit.
That's what the intro says. Every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Why 7? You got to split the night up right in half?
What? What time do you want to do it?
5.
We can do it at 5.
I can't.
I
midnight.
Can do it anytime. You want to do midnight? We can do midnight, man.
No, I'm good.
Okay. I didn't think you wanted to do midnight on Thursday or on Tuesday.
Nope. If anything, what it's going to be, it's going to be at 5:30 to 6.
5:30 to 6:30.
6.
5:30.
It's going to be a Colby and Bash sized episode.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
God, don't put that bad juju on our stuff.
I'm going to. Also, it's not going to happen. I said 20.
It's 12, and it'll happen. And if I have to come here and do it Tuesday night by myself with this overlay and keep all the money that entire month for the end of eternity,
I mean, not
fine.
The entire month.
Oh, the entire month.
Actually show up.
Nope. You miss one show, you forfeit your royalties. You give
then
up.
Why would I come back you for any up? More shows?
Well, we made $35 in the last 30 days. Yeah. Why are you here anyway?
Great point.
The only reason Colby is here. See, that's the thing. I'm here to entertain you, whether you're not here or not, whether you're here or not. Yes, Colby is only here for the money, and you've only given him $18 this month.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to do it for him.
Mm-mm.
But we're still going to add a third show and have a new intro and segments, and it's going to be a great time. I added a bunch of stuff to the to-do list, by the way, for you.
No.
This is how I do it for Colby, okay? I got to spring it all on him at once. So the shock hits him, and he absorbs it, and he starts to digest it, and then a month and a half from now, he'll be okay with it.
You know, I just pushed the fact that you brought it up Tuesday. Can't remember when you brought it up. I just pushed it out of my mind, and then you brought it back up right at the beginning of this.
Well, I mean, that's why all these
enjoy
people are here.
Enjoy the last few shows, guys, because it's sounding like the end of the show.
Show's ending, last episode, December.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, if we ended in December, where would we end? Let's see here. There's 20 bits already on the road to getting you to stay, man. Absorb it. Absorb the knowledge.
Nope.
Okay, so today we're doing episode 138. So Sundays will be 139. We're skipping next Thursday. No episode next Thursday. Okay? And then episode 140 will be the 9th, 141 the 13th, 142 the 16th, 143 the 20th. We could do 144 on the 23rd. We could even do 145 on the 27th. Because you're not out of town yet, but then you're out of town. So we end on December 27th, our final episode, 145 episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Colby's planning on, because then you're going to Colorado, and you may actually never come back. Like, all jokes aside, you might stay there anyway. Oh, sweet Lord.
All right, basement, that's too much money.
No, it's not.
I mean, I appreciate it, but that's too much. Big D, man.
What amount of money is worth my life? Every time someone hits that foghorn, I die a little. 1 year of my life gone. Every time.
Yeah.
Why do I still have it be the foghorn? I know why. It's because they want to watch me die. That's the reason.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys remember that the foghorn goes off over $5? Or did you just tip an amount?
I mean, I definitely haven't been promoting that the foghorn goes off on
you
tips
haven't.
Of $5.
You've been really bad at that.
Yeah.
You've been really bad at that. You've been really bad at getting this intro done. Like, what makes me.
What
do you mean? Why should I do a third show?
Oh, man. It just gets me.
Rock hard!
And now Taylor subscribes. 3 shows is her message. 10 months in
appreciate
a row of subs.
The final going out, you know, like the the graduation ceremony.
You're not even
going
to let Taylor get.
Really
you're not even
going
to let her
it.
Get to 12 months, man.
Nah, man.
That's rude.
No.
That's rude. Think of your mother, okay? Think of her.
What about her?
If we quit the show, you think she knows how to cancel her subscription to this channel? She's going to keep paying me $10 a month forever. Is that what you want to do to your poor mother?
No, she'll probably just cancel the card. Or. She could figure it out, man. What's with our overlay? It's fucking up.
What do you mean? What's wrong with it? Why? Because latest subs missing?
That and the top tip is incorrect.
Well, the top tip should show up.
It didn't.
It takes a minute.
I think it like tried, but it didn't work.
I don't know, man. Streamlabs been having trouble, apparently. Okay? Let me reset it. See if it fixes it. It didn't. I mean, everything's okay on my stream, man. I don't have any problems. Well, I do have problems. There it is. See now it works. Say it just took it a second, okay?
Okay.
Just took it a second.
Okay.
Basement, thank you for the $35.
Yeah,
doubled our money, literally. Now someone double his. You won't. Okay? Does that work? I think those 12 average views need to be reevaluated. It shouldn't include family members. We watch out of obligation. No, you don't. No, you don't. You know what Chris is doing right now? She's watching YouTube in the bedroom with the door closed and her headphones in turned up loud. That is not obligation. That's a literal shunning, okay? It's a literal shunning.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad, Britt.
The unsub button should be like, it's like right here.
Colby really how dare you, Sam? How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, you just bought a whole bunch of merch too, man. Like,
yeah, you should feel bad about that. You should buy. You should do an extra show just because he bought all that merch.
Yeah, and we made what, $2 off?
No,
that?
We actually made like I think like $8 or $9 off his.
And so I made $4.
We made more money off his than we did anyone else's order. Like for example, the hoodie that Taylor bought during the show last week actually cost me 30 cents. I actually paid a little bit for her hoodie. Yeah. So, not that that's bad. Please buy merch. But that sale really took me hard. And by me, I mean, it's fine. Keep buying stuff. Thank you. Thank you. Keep buying stuff. Keep buying. You should make new merch. Okay, let's... We got Colby. He's got to do the intro. Okay, I'm going to give it to him tonight. I've got the sound done. It's completed. I got the storyboard laid out for him. It's literally maybe 5 hours of work on the intro. He's done. Okay. Made it so easy for him that he's got to do stingers, that he's got to finish our name thing, which I've been asking for the last 85
years. I'm never doing
that. Would you please just do the stupid name thing?
No.
Please.
Never.
Please just do it.
The show's ending anyway, so why even bother with all this, man?
And then I need a Raptor Teeth production stinger.
I gave you one. You didn't like it.
No, I did. I gave you feedback on what to change.
Well, I didn't like your feedback.
And you never did anything.
That sucks.
I mean, it doesn't even say productions.
It never was supposed to.
Yes, it was.
No.
You don't know that.
Does the duo one say productions?
It says original.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
Distributed by. Right? Yeah, distributed by. Right?
Sure.
This one will say original. Yeah. Yeah, original. Those are stupid names again, by the way. There they are, just showing up every time I change. And then we go from here. Oh, there's our names. Oh, every time. And now they're broke. They're going to be there the whole dang show now. All right? Okay, they went away. That's really awkward. Taught you a lesson, though. Let's just move on. Hey, guys, how you doing out there? I don't think that poster that Rin made is a big enough size. I don't know. Is Rin in chat? Probably not. He's probably doing a competing stream, but...
I thought it was big.
I mean, the original photo was big, so I would assume. We could. I mean, Rin's already on Raptor Teeth, so it'd be pretty easy to get him on there, you know. Literally giving me... Yeah, you're giving... You're giving Taylor PTSD.
I wasn't the one who quit.
Oh, you're saying I'm the one who quit? Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
A man who would do a podcast in a bathroom?
First time, definitely you.
I have no memory of the first time, so I can't deny that.
It was you.
Probably was.
It was you.
Second time?
You moved.
No. No, I didn't move in 09. 09 was the mistake one. Because 09, for some reason, I lost my job. I requested a layoff at the aircraft company. Got this huge severance payout that I could live on, like, for a year, and unemployment. And instead of going, like, now is the time to podcast all day, we decided to form a graphic design company.
Yeah.
And that's when we put up the gravestone that still triggers Taylor to this day. She still talks about that gravestone. She'll never forget. That's where we messed up. And then my life fell apart and I moved away. But we did Seth and Colby's those years, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the 2009 one's probably my fault. Okay, but 2011, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 7, those are it. We won't count 17. We're still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's enough, though. 11, 12, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, those 6 years, your fault.
Not
you didn't,
my fault.
You didn't move up to me.
Oh, yeah, that's my fault.
Yeah.
That's my fault, it totally.
Is. Uh-huh.
God, you are the worst person. You're so
hey, Router, what's up?
Needy and like fucking like a succubus.
Dude.
Just a leech.
I've literally
big old leech.
Wanted to be an entertainer for 15 years.
Yeah, now you're doing it.
And you just now realize that I'm needy?
Yes.
All I need is people to want me, man, and none of them do. Including your girlfriend, who still hates me. Not a joke.
She does. That is correct.
Anyway, yeah, Colby's not going anywhere. The idea is that tonight, if we average 12 viewers over the span of the show, and it's a long one, okay, it's a long one tonight, we were going to add a third show. And so Colby decided that he would try to quit on our 145th episode on December 27th.
Don't test me. I will do it.
Okay, be honest. If we get...
I'll purposefully take myself into a coma.
If we get 12 viewers tonight, okay... Mm-hmm. And I don't ever mention the third show until January whatever when our first third show would be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Would you forget that we added a third show until I text you that Tuesday and be like, what time are you coming over?
Yeah. Because I'm in my mind, it's not happening. It just doesn't exist. It's not a thing. You know why? Because I said 20 viewers.
You did not.
I did. Actually, you know what? You know what? I'm pretty sure I remember. I think it's 50. I think it's 50 average.
Oh, it's 50 now. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a partnership after that.
Yep.
Then after the partnership, it's 1 million subs every month.
Yep.
That's what it is. No, it's 12. It's 12.
That's 20.
Yeah, the more you guys are on, the more your channel
should
grow.
I can get it.
Yes, Ballin' Hobo.
I get it.
And the more money we make.
That 12 and 20 kind of sound similar. They start with the same kind of, but yeah.
Taylor is dedicated enough to go back.
Lawyer-wise, I said 20.
And find the episode where you said 12.
Oh, I know. I knew that you were going to be too lazy to find it.
I'm not too lazy. I'm too busy.
But if you did find it, it would say 20.
You think we can get lucky and maybe it'll literally just be the duo description? If duo works right now? Dude, I had a conversation last night with the most condescending tech support Indian man I have ever had a conversation with.
That sucks.
Oh my god, dude. I could just... Oh, the rage, man. I could have powered Manhattan Island with the rage that was inside me last night.
Mm.
You can't even know.
Mm.
Let's see. How do I search? I didn't think this through.
Yeah, you suck.
How do I do this?
You're the worst.
Can I just click this feed here? Oh, I can. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Look at that.
Let's search the word third. It doesn't exist. Let's search 3RD. Okay. 9, August 23rd, June 3rd, May 3rd. Fallout from our last episode and the fallout from Colby's third show. That's got to be Pinellas cast, okay? December 3rd, November 23rd, September 3rd. Uh-oh. It's not in the descriptions. I should know to keep a record of your bets, like in the show description, so I could easily find them.
Yeah.
You think it's in our clips, maybe? Any possibility of it being in our actual Twitch clips?
I don't know. Let's take the entire show and try and figure it
out. Oh, like you want to talk about stuff.
I want to move on from this topic, yeah.
Yeah, because you know you're about to be proved wrong, mother licker.
Also because it's just not going to happen, and you got to stop debating them.
It's not a debate. It's going to happen. Like I said, nah. I'll do it on Tuesday night by myself, take all the money for the month.
That's fine.
Clip that one. Oh, yeah. I'm just scrolling through our clips now, and I just saw one that just said my massive jowl, and I'm mad about it. Okay. All right. Third. That's not it. Okay, let's see. Episode, maybe? About episode. You think that one'll show up? This thing sucks. Never mind. We're never gonna find it. Colby said it. We all know it. You know it. Whatever. Okay?
Can't prove it.
Let's talk about our top story. Can we do that, please?
Nope.
Okay. We'll keep talking about this, then.
Yep. Like I said...
It's 12.
Enjoy the final month of the show, guys.
12. 12. Here's our top story tonight. This massive cow named Knickers has been deemed too large to eat.
That makes no sense.
Look at this absolute unit of a cow. Now, I know that this is old news. I know that Colby put this in the Discord. But nothing screams a story for Seth more than this massive heifer. Look at that thing. What a gift from God. To make that cow and then show it to me.
It's got to be fake.
Look at it moving around, man. That's not a fake cow.
Dude, man, CGI.
Look at that massive dude. Oh, my God.
How does that even happen?
Dude, I have no idea. I have no idea.
How could you not eat it?
It's too big. It's probably too tough.
I think
right?
It's just full of like
it's got,
tumors.
It's got full on cancer. It's got stage 8 cancer.
Dude, you can't be that big and be fine. You can't.
Why? He's got the beatus? Dude, he's not fat. He's just big.
Yeah. You know,
big.
Most tall-ass motherfuckers die early, right?
Says the behemoth bovine hails from a farm in the town of Maylip, Western Australia, and was recently saved from the barbecue because of its size, staying nearly 2 meters tall and weighing more than a car. He was too big to go into the export plant's chain, steer's owner said. We have a high turnover of cattle, and he was lucky enough to stay behind. He's just too big. He says it was too heavy. It wouldn't be able to put through the processing facility. You put him in the paddock, and all the other cattle seem attracted to him. Whenever he wants to get up and start walking, there's a trail of hundreds of cattle following behind him.
He's the fucking alpha cow, man.
Yes, he is, dude. Yes, he is. Dude, is that evolution?
No.
What if all our cows slowly start getting that big so they don't get killed off?
That whoever has that cow gave it steroids.
I don't think steroids make you big.
You don't
big
know.
And huge, dude. I don't know. You're right.
You don't know.
I don't know. I don't.
Maybe that's the first cow to drink cow's milk to get big.
But I don't know if there's a better story this year besides there being a Witcher live action series being made for Netflix that resonates with me like that giant cow does. And all the chat wants to eat it, and you're all horrible people.
Yeah,
okay? Why would you eat that beaut?
Cow. Biggest cow equals best meat.
I don't think that's true. No, Sam just doesn't believe it. He thinks it's fake.
Sam, no, I agree.
Sam thinks it's fake.
I'm saying it's a fucking CGI masterpiece.
Dude, if more news was about CGI'd giant animals,
right?
The news would be a better place, right?
It would.
I'm sorry, Router. I don't know why. It should. Write an angry letter to Twitch. It'd probably be really tough meat. That's what I thought. I thought the bigger things got, the tougher it was.
Yeah, man, that thing is all muscle.
Yeah. It doesn't look that fat, does it?
No.
I just don't understand how that... Well, first of all, here's what's weird to me about it. Because, honestly, a big, tall cow isn't that weird. Because it's like you said, they're big, tall people. You know, like, different people are born different sizes. There's different genes, you know, and stuff like that. What's weird is that we've only ever seen that one big cow.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a cow that's big like that?
Yeah, man.
Like, there's a reason it's on the news, right? Because it's the... That was just mean.
Yeah, I know.
That's why you're doing a third show.
That's that comment. Exactly why I'm not doing
that's,
a third
that's
show.
Why you're doing a third show. It's that comment right there. That's the one that did it. So, what's the biggest amount of BS you can remember from American news? Oh, dude, I don't know. I don't watch American news. Do you want to handle this? What are you doing with your feet right now?
Fucking, they don't need to know.
Dude, I was trying not to mention it, but you're just staring at them down there.
I'm stretching them. My legs hurt.
Well, do you have to stare at them to stretch?
Yeah.
Okay, well, don't. Okay,
don't
Router.
Tell me what the fuck to do.
Router cheered 10.
Don't tell
Thank
me
you,
what to do.
Menace cheered 30. Pay to Colby exclusively. All right, I can do that. You'll get an extra 30 cents in your next paycheck, man.
Hey, thanks, Menace.
Yep, there you go.
Paycheck.
What?
Paycheck.
You get one on the 15th, man. January's is a little up in the air. We got to get a lot of money tonight because the end's tomorrow. So, you know, we could set a goal. You want to do like a fundraiser, man? Let's see here. Let's see. Where are we at? Channel. November.
I don't know.
We are at $35.
I don't think one payment
61
per month is would be considered a paycheck.
Why? Chris gets paid monthly.
Bi-weekly.
No, monthly. One time a month on the 20th, end of paydays.
Why?
I don't know. Every place is different, man. I'm going to write you a 30-cent check, Sam says. Okay, we're at $35.61. So tonight, we need, what is that, $64.39 in
bits.
If
we don't get there, no third show.
We need, no, 12 viewers is the requirement. That's just the requirement for Colby to get paid in January, which I promise you would help with him wanting to do the third show. Really, what you're doing is you're helping me because Colby won't want to be here on our third show. And so I'll have to do a lot of heavy lifting. And he already doesn't want to be here most days, so that was going to be real hard. It's doing me a favor. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you want to be here right now?
I'm fine with the times that we have determined to do
the show. I need a number. I need a number.
I am fine with it.
I need a number.
Adding, taking away more of the alone time I have away from fucking other human beings.
You don't have alone time. You're with Britt.
Makes me want to die.
You're with Britt. You ain't alone.
it's as alone as I'm going to get.
I'm a good substitute for Brent.
You're the worst.
I will literally do everything she does.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to take her advice and just stop showing up.
What, she tells you not to do the show at all now?
What now? Dude. No. She hadn't shown up.
Oh.
So I'm going to take her her lead.
Just kinda, now Britt's trying to sabotage our friendship. Britt, yep. You want to start a war, I'll win.
I'm sabotaging it. I don't want a fucking third goddamn show.
But you're with us and we're amazing.
Otherwise,
so you're solid. Britt, don't be a Yoko.
It's 10 minutes. A 10-minute show. I bumped it up from 5. 10-minute show. Right as I get off work, I'll just stop by here. We'll get on here for 10 minutes. Be like, hey, bye.
Hour-long show's done. Easy, man.
Done.
It's easy.
I'm going to fuck you up with an hour-long shit.
We've never done an hour-long show. Be easy.
We literally do one every Thursday.
Minna says, what about making this show 2 hours?
Well, then, it's already 3 hours.
But now it'd be 4.
No! I ain't showing up here at 6.
What about making... No, we'd do it till 9. We'd get over at 11.
Dude,
they want more of you.
I don't give a shit what they want. Back to fuck up. Ibbity, ibbity, that's all, motherfuckers.
He's in full... Okay, don't make fun of Colby's hair. This is not how we help him, okay?
Who's making fun of my hair?
Bonova says, what's Colby saying? I can't hear him over his hair.
Oh, my God. Yeah, why would I want to spend more time with these people?
They just roast you all day.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, they just roast me all day.
Yeah,
I
know. You chose this life,
I know.
Bitch. I have a job. I am dealing with other asshole motherfuckers I don't want to deal with.
That's true. Cheer 20. Look, man, this is slowly getting us. Just need like $65.30.
I channeled Samuel L. Jackson there for a second.
I liked it. I like it.
I was that close.
Angry Colby is best Colby. I'm most afraid of Angry Colby because there's a fine line when you're with Angry Colby. There's like Colby's.
Where I can handle things mentally.
Right.
And then if you get me to a breaking point,
yes.
I will result to violence.
He can only knows physical violence. It has to come out. And so I'm sitting here, and even though I'm his best friend, he will stab me.
Yeah.
Because I'm here. And that's the only requirement to getting stabbed for Colby is you exist. So, you know, Colby, we have jobs and lives, too. We decide to come here and spend our time watching you.
Are you the ones talking on the microphone right now?
Don't say that. They'll be like, well, put us in the Discord. We'll get it.
You can, please. Actually, that's a better idea.
No.
Third show, I'll show up. I will sit here, say nothing. You all can come on the Discord and just chitter to chat about my hair all you fucking want. I'll take it. Don't care.
I'm still honestly shell-shocked from the Discord not working the last time we used it. I haven't even turned it on since the last time they said it didn't work. Discord's broke. It was a feature that's gone. Blame 32-bit Phoenix and Plotino Sunshine for ruining my Discord experience. I need someone to test it for me. That's really what it is. We could do Tuesday call-in show. Here's the thing. Like, if we had this many people and viewers every week, a third show would be a lot easier. I know Colby right now. He's a lot of bluster. But he honestly would do this show more if he felt like he didn't have to work as hard to do it. He's really worried we don't have things to talk about.
That is not at all the
You're
reason
not worried
why.
We don't have things to talk about.
I don't give a fuck. We could talk about ants all episode.
Talk about
I
ants.
Don't care. I want to lay in bed and not do a damn thing.
What if I put a microphone over there and you lay down?
No, that requires talking.
What? Oh, so you literally mean nothing.
I mean nothing.
What if we
When I go home after work, I turn my brain off. Off. Why do you think I go to the gym? You think the gym is a whole bunch of mentally taxing exercises?
It is for
no.
Me.
It's ugh. Lift weight. Ugh.
Wait, guys, chat, I don't think he's talking about ants. I think he's talking about relatives. Aunts, right?
No, I was meaning literal ants. Like the insect.
Can't even play a game with me. You get it right to the ants. Right back to the ants, huh? The movie, A-N-T-Z?
What even is that?
It's a movie back in the day.
Was it really with a Z?
Yes,
I'm pretty sure it was an S.
No, it's definitely A-N-T-Z.
Wow, they fucked up
there. Yeah, well, that whole movie was pretty messed up.
Who made that movie?
DreamWorks.
That's right.
They tried to sweep it under the rug, you know?
Definitely after A Bug's Life, wasn't it?
I think it was right around the same time, yeah. And I think people were really upset about that movie. Because it was kid friendly, but it was brutal.
All the ants died, man.
Right, and so like people
they
went
drowned.
Like, wow, this Pixar Bugs movie was really good. Let's go see this DreamWorks Bugs. Holy God, that ant just got his head ripped off and shoved up that other ant's abdomen. You know,
yeah.
It's a whole problem.
Were there humans in A Bug's Life?
Not as characters.
No,
like there was a scene. Remember where they like went to like the junkyard or whatever. And, like, one of them flew into the bug zapper. Like, they're kind of, like, in the background. Because there's, like, a whole scene where, like, Flick's, like, avoiding boots as he crosses the road. Right?
What's the one that has to deal with a garbage can and gum? Is that ants? I can't remember.
I feel like that's ants, right?
I think that was ants.
I think that was
God,
ants.
They're the same movie.
They are.
Same movie. That happens, like, what? Once every five?
I feel like it happens. It doesn't happen
years.
Often. But it happens more than it should.
Yeah.
Like
that White House Down movie.
Right, that's another
Olympus
one.
Is Fallen.
Yeah.
Those both came out
same time.
Year. Both White House takeover movies.
There's a lot of movies
like that. The Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, love friend movies.
Yeah, that's another. Man, you're really roping these
up.
Oh,
I remember them.
You're
they,
right.
They scarred me. That was like the facade of Hollywood fell for a second.
Yeah.
It was like,
well, it's probably still that
this
way.
Shit's planned out.
Like, it was a Ryan Reynolds, and then their blonde chick, right?
For which one?
That what came out the same. There was the Ashton Kutcher, Natalie Portman one,
mm-hmm.
Right? But then there's the same time there was one with Ryan Reynolds and some blonde chick. Deep Impact Armageddon. That's another one that's very similar.
Only thing blonde chick Ryan Reynolds I remember is Just Friends, but that was way before those two.
I think that's the one I'm thinking of. Is that way before? Which one
I
are
think
you thinking
so.
Of then?
That was the one I'm thinking of, but it was you're the one who's thinking that one came out around the Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis time. That was like 2010, man.
Ashton Kutcher, Natalie Portman had a movie.
Yeah.
That was the same as Just Friends.
Yes.
And they came out at the same time.
Yes. That's what I said.
Am I in a portal? What's happening?
Ashton Kutcher, Natalie Portman.
Yes.
Then separately, Mila Kunis, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, the Ryan Reynolds one was way before?
Yes.
So Ryan Reynolds has been a trailblazer for 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's crazy. Thinking about 3 days. Well, they still, just because they don't come out at the same time, Hollywood's still out of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the record. No strings attached. That's the Natalie Portman one.
And Just Friends, yeah.
Yeah. No, Just Friends, Ryan Reynolds one.
God, shit.
What's the one... What's the other?
Friends with Benefits.
So it's Just Friends, came out years before.
Uh-huh.
Then Friends with Benefits and No Strings Attached, same movie, same time, different cast.
Yep.
Dude, it's so confusing, man.
Yep.
And then every Kevin Hart The Rock movie. They come out at different times, but they're still all the same movie.
Yeah.
Someone should really just spend like $100 on Fiverr and get someone to do CGI and blend those two movies. Just add a portal at the beginning and end of each movie where they time travel into the next movie, and then boom. Boom.
Hey, you could pull it off.
Yeah, man. Hey, we were talking about this on my chat today. I'll bring it here. Did I ever show you Kung Pao Enter the Fist? I can't believe that, honestly.
Yeah, no.
I watched that movie all the time when I was younger.
I mean, I remember Kung Pao. I don't know if it
right.
was... What's the Enter the Fist?
That's the same one.
Okay.
It's the same movie. That's just the tagline. So Kung Pao...
I just remember a kung fu fighting cow.
Yes, that was in that movie.
That's all
Do you
I
remember the end of that movie when they showed a trailer for the second movie, the sequel?
No.
I feel like there were a lot of people in my chat today, probably 5 or 6 people who were just rattling off lines like me. We memorized the script. I feel like we could start a Kickstarter for that sequel. Boom. Like, do you think... See, Ball and Hobo's making references.
Boom. Like, where are we getting money from that?
Well, here's what I'm saying. We do the Kickstarter. We make all this money. We just give the money to Steve Odenkirk, to make the second one. He couldn't say no, right?
He could, yeah.
Like, why would he, though?
Words exist. He could use one.
Why would he do that?
Like, no.
Why would he say no to it?
Because he is happy, probably, not doing shit for other people, and just living his life, being alone, enjoying doing nothing. But no, you and everyone else has to come in and ram shit down his throat and be like, you have to do this. Why would you say no?
Well, I mean, you did agree to it, for the record.
You know what? I also thought that we'd never fucking get there.
Well, that's just rude. That's just rude to not believe in our talent.
Yeah, no, that's totally the... Yeah.
You're just so used to the show floating in obscurity that now we have people that watch it. You don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't like having fans. They make me accountable for shit. I don't like it.
You know, I gave Taylor access to our entire old catalog. Mm-hmm. Taylor, I don't know how far you've gotten in those yet, but are there anything in those episodes that people in today's day and time wouldn't be okay with hearing? And who says them? Just out of curiosity. So, you've never heard of Kung Pao, Sam? You gotta Google it. It's probably on some streamer, right? My See, Ball and Hobo knows exactly what it is. Absolutely, Taylor says. Okay. Absolutely. So it's probably good that we weren't accountable back then, right?
Why?
Because we both said things that were horrible we couldn't say in today's world.
I'm much more happy that, yes, you and I.
Right.
But regardless, we shouldn't be happy that it exists at all.
Well, do you want me to delete them? I physically can't do that.
You should do that.
I physically can't.
How can you physically not?
I just can't bring myself to do it. It's like a person who's scared of heights getting on a roller coaster.
No, you don't have to delete them forever. Just delete them from the internet.
Well, I mean, the only place there are is in that Google Drive.
Well,
yeah.
Then, yeah, we're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, we're fine. Only Taylor, you, and Unofficial Tony P, and me have access to those shows. I also, for the record, gave her access to OTI and Hour with Seth and Colby and Bash.
That was a terrible choice. I went back and listened to one.
Dude, don't.
It was the worst.
They are so bad.
It was the worst.
I still personally love
them. I had
them.
To be so different from who I actually am, because Bash was just so low energy. Yeah. God, they were the worst.
I loved every one of those episodes.
They were so
bad. If I would have played them for anyone else, they would have looked at me like I was an insane person.
Who the fuck are you? What are you listening to?
There's like no one be like, why are you laughing at this? This isn't funny. I loved it every second. I spanked you as a baby and I'll spank you now. Ball and Hobo is still doing the Kung Pao quotes, and I love it. Like, this was my chat for like an hour today. Just Kung Pao quotes.
Yeah, but no.
There's an uprising. You do not want to see. Sam, listen to me.
No.
Okay? You don't want to see it. Like, you think we're doing some reverse psychology, voodoo, mind-melding stuff. We're not.
$1,000.
They're literally... But what?
$1,000 each, you can have access.
You're going to give who? Just Sam for $1,000?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't think we should
each
put those on the internet for
$2,000. Access to it, $1,000 each. You and I. So technically $2,000 in total.
You know what I could do? Seriously? I could put them on the Raptor Teeth store.
Just for
as a download
bucks.
And just make them a $2,000 purchase. Then boom. You buy them, you get money. We get the money, they get the show.
That's a really terrible investment. But if that's what you want to do with your life, go for it.
Make old replays your third show? Problem is, doing that on Twitch, no one would watch. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, Twitch is way more with the, like, if you said something funny, we couldn't respond to you.
Right, so. Like, chat is half of the show right now, so, like, you're in the new intro. Like, the new intro says it's about you and your opinions, so yeah. Who do you rule? The large, dark nipple people? My nipples look like milk duds. Dude, you gotta watch
that
this
movie
show.
Sounds so
I will
stupid.
Tell you this though, okay? This is a show you gotta watch by yourself. Okay? This is like when I told Sam you really don't want to hear Colby and Bash. I'm talking to you right now. You really don't want to watch this with Britt. You really don't. I'm telling you, okay? Mm-hmm. You know how secure Chris and I relationship is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know the things that we've done. You know what we've been through. You know that we're pretty much unbreakable at this point, okay? Because dating me is hard. And if she can put up with this for 8 years and everything I put her through for 8 years...
I barely can.
Okay, so look at me in the eye and I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. I made her watch Kung Pao. I thought our relationship was over. Don't do it. Don't do it. I have never felt more like a fish out of water than I have in my entire life. Laughing at those stupid jokes and then looking over at her and her face is this. Only somehow more disappointed.
Yeah.
It was horrible. It was like I had just told my mother that I had an abortion. Like, it was the worst. Probably worse than that.
No, I bet.
Don't ever, ever watch that with someone you care about, unless it's me, and then I will laugh it up.
I won't. I probably won't because it's old and shit.
It is old. I don't even know where you could watch it. You could watch it probably the entire movie in a series of clips on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just clip after clip after clip after clip.
Yeah, I've seen enough to know I don't want to watch it.
Dude, it's one of the funniest movies of all time.
It's probably not.
It's one of the funniest movies of all time. It's a defining comedy in my life. It's 100% a defining comedy in my life. I would not be who I am today if I hadn't watched Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Yeah, okay. If I went back in history for one thing.
That's what you'd change? Yeah. Not Hitler?
Nope.
It's me watching Kung Pao?
Yeah.
How do you know there's not other movies that are worse?
Actually, it's probably me saying 12. I'll go back and change that. But it's not because I didn't say 12, I said 20.
Oh my god, dude. Don't test our audience. They'll get it to 20, and then what'll you do? Say 50?
No, I'll do 20.
You'll do 20?
Sure.
Well, I don't want to do more than 3 shows. It's gonna be awkward. I think we go from 3 to full time. That's the only way to do it.
I think we'll go to 3 eventually.
I mean, I'll tell you this. Kung Pao is good, dude. Kung Pao is good. Here's what I'll tell you. If we had a Tuesday show, and no one shows up and watches it, cancel a Tuesday show. Because the only reason we're adding a Tuesday show, okay, is because I want people to be able to have more access to our content. So from a business perspective, we get more views, we get more subs, and we get more tips and cheers, okay? And then the other side is the I want to be able to entertain more people more often. Not everybody can be here. Sam right now is probably ruining his Friday because he's here right now. So I guess the flip side of that is we could also ruin his Wednesday. Sam, just watch us on Sundays, okay? But you could also do a Tuesday morning, man. You want to come over at 7?
No.
Do a 45-minute for work?
No, I really do not.
We could go. We could wake up. We could go exercise together. Come here, do a show, and leave. How about that?
Nope.
Yeah, well, we physically can't stream earlier, Sam. That's the major problem. Like, it's 2 a.m. for you. It's 7:43 p.m. for us. Just by the way, so... Colby was at, like, 2 hours and 43 minutes ago, Colby was at work. Like, we can't stream. Like, he's got to go home and he's got to eat.
That does exist.
And yeah. He's got to complain to Brit about coming here.
Yep.
And then he's got to actually come here.
Yep.
It's terrible. It's terrible. I feel bad.
You should.
I do. I mean, I
should.
One day, man, one day I'm going to hire you and you're going to do all my design work and I'm going to force you to do this, but you won't have another job. So the only time you'll have to work is when we do this show.
See, now that would be the way to get me to do. And like I said, you get me enough money to pay what my paycheck is paying right
now. I know.
Now,
I know, man. But
I will be here every day, every minute, all the time.
But you have to do more shows in order to get people to watch your show.
Don't
people
think
can't
that
watch
makes
the
sense.
Show if you aren't doing it.
They can watch it when we have it scheduled to be watched.
Yes, every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central European Time, and every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European Time.
No.
Scheduled.
Nope.
How much you make, Colby? What's the goal? That's up to him. You can say it if you want.
It's $2,000 a month, man.
Make it big.
$5,000.
There you go. Now you're
a
smart.
Day.
Okay, you got to make it believable. $5,000 a month, that would have been good, okay? Okay.
Well, regardless, I make two a month.
No, what you say. Here's
and then you would have to get the exact half of that.
Here's what you say. This is how much money you made this month. Tell them how much money you made this month.
$35.
And?
61 cents.
That's right. When the amount of money you make is $35, that 61 cents is pretty important.
Not really.
Well, it is to me, chat.
There's not a lot you could do with 61 cents.
There's a lot you could do with 61 cents. You could buy a pack of ramen for 61 cents, man. You could actually buy two.
Okay. Now you're out of that 61 cents.
What you really need to do, okay, is just make sure I have money, because then Colby gets money. Somehow, he's done this, and I don't even mind. Where, like, he's invested himself so much into my life.
I don't. What are you
talking
about?
Are you telling me that if I'm ever rich, I'm not going to pay you to do things?
I mean, you fucking better with all this goddamn free work I'm giving you.
That's what I'm saying.
And Ballin, you are surprisingly accurate with that number.
How much is your haircut?
That's about that much.
$35.61?
After tip, yeah.
Yeah, that's how much mine is, too. About 34 bucks. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a really depressing way to look at that money. Mm-hmm. That it can't even buy us both a haircut next month.
Nope. I mean, it could, just not where we go. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we go super cuts, but...
Dude, why the fuck are my legs...
You got restless leg, man?
Fucking hurt, man!
You want to get the...
God!
Go get the wheel, man!
That doesn't help.
I don't know. Go get the... You want to get the roller?
No.
What's wrong with him?
My fucking left knee. I don't know what
like,
the hell
what's hurt
happened.
Mean?
Just feel strained. They feel constantly tense.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't like it.
I don't know if I've ever had that feeling.
I don't fucking...
Because that's not like asleep or like crampy.
No, it's just... Like when... No matter where the position of my knee is, it feels like it's strained.
What's up, Tidy Whiteys? How you doing?
Tidy Whitey still wearing them.
Yes, correct. 35? Mine's only like 15. I give my barber a $5 tip. It's 7 pounds up in... I don't know. Why is our haircut so expensive?
We go to classy people, man.
I mean, maybe their haircuts suck. We don't know.
I don't know. My barber's great. He doesn't talk to me. There's music going. He's
not talking to you is worth the premium for your barber.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. See, Taylor's is 80 bucks. See? Are American haircuts really outrageously expensive and we just aren't never been aware of it?
Dude, it's a whole career field. Cosmetology or whatever the fuck it's called, man.
But isn't that everywhere?
I mean, you would think.
Like, there's licenses. Like, you need a license to cut hair in most countries, right? I mean, Chris's is 60, and she doesn't get it dyed. When me and Chris go get our hair cut together, I walk out of there with, like, $95 as a bill.
Wow.
Yeah, I just paid that last month.
Wow.
Like, actually, it's ironic, because, like, the I literally used my Twitch paycheck from last month to pay for our haircuts. That's not even a joke.
Yeah, and I'm the one who gets shit about the haircuts.
It's true. Well,
you should.
That's because there's so many other things to mock me about, dude. I'm the Michelin man.
Good point.
All right? Like, it's just your
that's
hair.
That's just my most noticeable thing.
Yeah. I mean, I wish they would make fun of your...
Beard.
Beard is the only thing I can think of. I was trying to think of something else, because beard's just too easy.
Puff nip.
No, can't do it. Depends where you go. $25 steak versus $75 steak. Oh, that's an analogy. I see what he's doing. Okay, I've had... This, by the way, was half eggnog, half fireball.
No one. No.
I'm not going and putting more fireball in it. Okay, no matter how much you disparage the truth,
any fireball.
I'm not putting more fireball in it. I know what your tricks are.
Any.
Okay, I'm not going to do it.
At all.
You want to? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that to you. Dude, eggnog's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Sure it is.
It is.
I'm
but,
okay with the beer over here.
I thought steak was a haircut term is where I was going with that.
Yeah, can I get the steak cut?
What I thought he was doing. Spin the shot wheel. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I haven't taken a puff of this e-cig this entire show.
No shot.
What's up with that?
No shot, man. Sorry.
Hmm?
I don't know, man. Take a big old huff on that. Thanks. Still Western?
Yes.
Smells good. Dude, I'm amazed, honestly. Like, I do, like, no joke, have to commend you on giving up smoking. Like, I went through all of those photos for our...
Mm-hmm.
You had a cigarette for 90% of them.
Yep.
Like, there's the photos where you're just sitting and working, holding a cigarette.
Yep.
There's photos where you're outside, just sitting in a chair, holding a cigarette. There's photos where you're, I mean, just every single photograph you had a cigarette. Like, you smoked a ton. I don't remember that.
It was about a pack a day when I quit.
That's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. And then you just gave it up cold turkey, right? I mean, not really cold turkey, because you still get your nicotine, but
yes.
But you stopped smoking, just stopped. That's crazy to me.
Best way to do it? Get your wisdom teeth out and have a lot of drugs and just lay in bed for 2 weeks.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
Do you wish you could have your wisdom teeth out at the beginning of January so you wouldn't have to do the third show?
Anything to avoid that, yeah.
How long has it been? It's been several years, right?
3 years.
Yeah.
Some change.
Yeah, do you still have that app on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Because he has an app that tells him how many days it's been and how much money he's saved.
Yeah.
Not smoking.
It's $23,000, by the way.
Is it seriously?
No, that's... I thought it was in my
head.
That
can't be right.
And I said that out loud, and I was like, no, that's too much.
Should have committed. I would have believed it.
$23,000.
I'm that far gone in this far.
No, I haven't smoked 26,000 cigarettes. I have saved about $9,000.
$9,000 is a lot of money, though, still, dude.
$1,349.
1,349 days since you stopped smoking.
Yep.
That's crazy, dude.
Yep.
It's crazy. Acid says it's been about that long for her as well. It's so much good, but wisdom teeth that painful? I think so, yeah, right?
No. Not when it happens because you're out fucking cold.
Yeah, they just anesthesia you.
Like, the next 2 days were probably the worst for me because, like, you just swell.
Dude.
And so, like, this, I have a picture of me, like, just there's a bulge.
How come that was? How come
face.
That picture wasn't given to me for the intro,
it's
man?
So depressing.
Come on, man,
my
that would have been a great one.
So sad.
I don't need more photos of you. I needed photos and videos of me.
Mm-hmm.
I have plenty of photos of me. Honestly, there's no videos of me. There's three videos in our intro. All three of them are you are the centerpiece.
Wow.
So,
what?
Yeah.
How could you make 7 minutes worth of shit out of three videos?
Well, there's. Dude, the trailer, I don't want to give it away on the show because I want people to tune in.
I know what it is. Yeah, anywho, we'll talk about it.
First episode of...
Let's see the picture Salmonon got it handy, man. That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, he doesn't have it.
It was 3 years ago.
You didn't get put under? That's crazy, Acid. I posted a selfie on Instagram. I got mine out. Still high on pay meds. Didn't notice for weeks. That's hilarious. I imagine what I looked like with big cheeks. Try hard.
Yeah, I mean, my cheeks went down pretty quick. After, like I said, it probably was a little cumbersome, like, for 3 days.
I looked like a squirrel who was trying to hibernate for a decade.
But, yeah,
that's what I
like. I had drugs for 2 weeks, and that was the best fucking thing on the planet, man.
We got, we've got 8 minutes. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 topics. You just want to blaze through these real quick?
Let's blaze them.
Before you have to be a piece of bread for the next 2 hours?
Let's blaze them up, man.
Okay, here we go. I want to know your opinion on this. See if you're mad or angry. Okay.
Probably going to be mad.
Okay. Game of Thrones reunion special is definitely happening. We have learned how and where you could see it. Apparently, Conan O'Brien is hosting a reunion that was shot in Belfast. They said they are not going to air it on their network. Instead, the reunion will be featured exclusively on the Game of Thrones Complete Series home box set.
I could give a shit less.
Okay. You don't care that there's going to be an entire...
It will be on YouTube like that.
So right.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
I can't keep shit on
DVD. You're
100%
right.
Anymore.
I figured that would be your reaction because you did not care that the reunion was happening in the first place.
I don't give a fuck. You give me the goddamn episodes, motherfuckers. Then I'll care. When it's officially fucking over, then I'll care. I would like to take in everything by that point. Right now, I just want the damn episodes.
So you might care about the reunion, you might be angry about this.
I'll buy the fucking box set if that's the case once it's done. Yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right.
Then I'll put it on YouTube.
Okay. We can't actually watch this one. This was the best trailers of 2018.
Gross.
Top 10 trailers. Can't watch that today. Don't have time. Okay, here this is what I thought might be interesting to you. The Google Assistant will now be nicer if you say please and thank you to her.
I do that out of habit.
Yeah, I do too. I talk to my Echo that way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like it's judging you, though?
No, I don't give a shit.
Google Assistant will be a bit more cheery if you take the time to say please or thank you. For example, you say, hey, Google, whatever. Please set a timer for 10 minutes. She will reply, thanks for asking so nicely, 10 minutes starting now. To be clear, it's totally optional. Prefer to be curt, that's okay. Assistant won't chastise you, but there are habits you're still trying to instill in a little one, or polish up yourself. Assistant will respond in kind. Like, honestly, I think it's really, really dumb that it takes longer for her to confirm things. Like, when I first read this headline,
right.
I thought it would be like, talking nicer. Mm. Like, yes, I will set a thing for 10 minutes, you know, instead of the, like, I want him to have a bad recording, too, that's just like, yeah, 10 minutes, you know? Like, I wanted it to be, like, angry.
That would be better.
Because I don't want it to take longer to say that it did it.
Right.
I want it to be, why couldn't it be like, yeah. That would be great.
Yep.
Yep. Wouldn't that be the best?
That'd be the best.
Hey, Google, can you find me this on Amazon? Yeah.
How hard do you think it is to copy the AI of Google Home and then just
I don't know,
re-record
dude.
Some lines?
I wouldn't mind to talk like Betty. Google, set a timer for 10 minutes. Everybody who's seen Kung Pao is losing it right now. Everyone else thinks I'm an idiot, which is why don't ever watch that movie with anyone you care about. Okay, you can't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that's the idea, is that like if you're with your kids and you're like trying to instill good manners, you know, Google will react in a positive way to you using good manners as an example. But I feel like that use case is one out of every 10 million people. And most people just want it to be like, what's the weather? 78. You know, and that's it. Like, that's what I want from my assistant.
Yeah.
I don't need, the current weather in Wichita is 78 degrees Fahrenheit with a wind gust out of the east at 45 miles per hour. I want to be like, what's the weather? It's hot. Okay, thanks. Do I need a jacket?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you. Like, why can't we get that, man? That's what I want. Next story. Russia plans to establish a colony on the moon by 2040. Okay, don't care about Russia. Here's what I have a question. Why aren't we going to the moon? What's the difference between the moon and Mars?
Because we're going to Mars, bitch.
Why?
Mars has an atmosphere.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It does?
It does.
Then why is it cold?
Well, it's further away from the sun.
Okay.
It's
Are
also
you
made
sure
up
it has
of
an atmosphere?
More CO2 than ours. But it does have an atmosphere because it is bigger than the moon.
Look at this. Hold on. You're right, by the way, but look at this. Look at this. The second one is, does Mars have an atmosphere?
Yes or no? You answer Google. Me right, Google.
Quit.
Don't give me some bullshit roundabout answer.
Quit jerking me around.
Yes or no, bitch.
Does it have an atmosphere? Oh, yes or no? God. You tell me right now, Google. Okay, well, that was a stupid question and answered very quickly by Colby. Next topic. Sir Richard Branson. We should also save this for Sunday. Give $3 million to whoever can save the planet by reinventing the air conditioner. I feel like on Sunday we should both get together and figure out a better way to make air conditioning so we get $3 million. There's got to be a million ways to make a better air conditioner, right?
Why does he give a shit about air conditioners,
man?
Oh,
it's for the environment.
Why?
Let's focus on the $3 million here.
We can't do that. We ain't smart.
Oh, we can try.
You just quoted Kung Pao Chicken, man. We can't do
Kung Pao Chicken. Yeah, right. You got me. Oh, God. Okay. All right. Microsoft's new Office icons, man. This is for you. What do you think of the new Word icon, man? You like that?
Is it a Pantone swatch? Like, what the
kind
fuck?
Kind of looks like that, right? Here's a whole thing on it, man. There's Excel, PowerPoint. Look at them, man.
Wow, they look
OneNote.
So good, man. You know, this
they
is,
do. They look like paint swatches, don't
yes.
they? Yeah.
This is the part of design that I fucking hate.
Dude, you can make things float.
Dude,
or tilt shift it. It looks like you did a lot
like,
of work, man.
No, it's like, how many fucking ways do you want it to say W? Like, just
there they are, man.
Fucking
look at those.
Do something, man.
They look like the Photoshop icons.
Yeah, they do.
Like,
a little bit.
Like, look, like this one right here, especially. That's like an Adobe S, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is Corbel Myriad? They're kind of the same, aren't they?
Pretty close.
Is Arial Helvetica and Corbel is Myriad?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Microsoft, stop it. Dude, Acid, never have you said something more offensive to me than you hate Excel. All right? I love it. I love it. Send me your spreadsheet porn, please. Thank you. Thank
Brit
you.
Has so much of that.
Excel?
Uh-huh.
Dude, spreadsheets are the best.
Dude, she uses it for everything.
The best, dude. I do too. You know. How many spreadsheets have I sent you over the last 5 years?
Way too many.
Yeah. Not enough. Exactly what I thought you'd say. Yes. Okay, that's it. That's it for the lightning round. We'll go over the rest of the stuff on Sunday, especially reinventing air conditioner, so Colby and I can get that $3 million. That's the whole idea, right?
Hey, guys, man, I got one.
Okay. You want me to pause the music?
No, you take air, you put it through a thing.
Okay.
And out comes cold air.
All right, we need to get probably more specific than that, though.
But I think that's, I mean, I solved it.
I do think that you're right, but we probably need to get more expensive.
Maybe a little.
Oh, Taylor says, I don't know what I'm supposed to be. I do not have spoilers yet, Taylor. Didn't the second I get it, I'll DM it to you. And no, I did not know there was a base on the moon. I didn't know Mars had an atmosphere. You think I know?
Base on the moon?
Okay, apparently we're going to get into that on Sunday. We've already played the ending music, man. It's playing our ads down here, okay? We can't.
They can keep playing. That's fine. I want to know about this moon base.
We can't.
Are you talking about the Nazis? Because there's a movie about that. Anywho. We're going to play some games, guys. A game, specifically.
What about the Nazi moon base now?
There's a movie.
About a Nazi moon base?
The Nazis didn't actually get defeated. They just left Earth and went to the moon and then come back and kill us. I forget what it's called. Space? Maybe it's Space Nazis. It might be that. But there is a movie.
Interesting. All right.
With decent special effects, but anywho.
Okay. Hey, guys. What's up? It's the Seth and Colby Show.
Hey, y'all.
If you're new here, we do a podcast twice a week.
Up.
Once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 a.m. Central European Time, and once on Sundays.
And that's it.
At 3 p.m. Eastern.
That's all it will ever be is that right there, those two.
3 p.m. Eastern, that's 9 p.m. Central European Time. Come watch us, twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you're not following, just hit follow, totally free. If you're listening on audio, on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify, come to twitch.tv, hit follow. We'd appreciate it. Sub to the channel. Support us with your money. It's the reason Colby is here every week. He needs it. Okay? Thank you all for watching. If you're not listening on audio and you're watching us live right now, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. We're both going to pee. We're going to come back, and Colby is going to play I Am Bread.
I am going to hate it.
He may not. Maybe he'll love bean bread.
I watched a video on it. I'm going to hate it.
Anyway.
So stay and watch that.
So we got I Am Bread. You do have to stay. You do. Because if you dip off under 12, Colby wins.
You could leave. Actually, please leave. This game sucks.
So we're going to take a quick break. All the stuff's down below. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all Seth and Colby. Links to the audio is at SethandColby.com.
We'll be back on Sunday.
Merch is at RaptorTeeth.live/SethandColby. Want to join the Discord, SBH.Point, Discord, the chat. Get you a link at the P.O. Box at 75648, Wichita, Kansas, 67275. If you want to send us some Christmas gifts, we'd love them. We'll be back in about 5 minutes, guys. Thank you so much for being here. We love you. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.